I'm Chas, 34. I identify as transmasculine. About 3 years that I've actually been saying, yeah, this is who I am. It's officially been a year of being on testosterone. So I'm also, I'm not sick. It's not Mickey Mouse. This is testosterone. It's what is called second puberty. Anyone else who's 14 in here? No? Man. Try talking in front of a lot of teenagers, which I work with, and they're like, nah. You got to get it together over there. So in terms of fluidity, I will say I feel like I've run the gamut. I'm from North Carolina, so I don't know what it is about North Carolina, but you're sexual, like you just feel it. And Durham, I clubbed there so many times. I'll tell you about it later. So I, Mama tried to put me in pageants when I was little. As a girl. I have beautiful long hair. My dad, he actually has kind of long hair. Don't call it a mullet. So I wouldn't let that happen, but I let her put dresses on me. Like, cool, I'll meet you halfway. Always been strong-willed, strong-minded, could speak for myself to my parents sometimes. So I didn't let that gnarliness, awfulness happen. I did, however, do ballet, and I thought, okay, cool, I'll be the tallest one in there, the most masculine one in there. I just wish they would let me wear the black, not the little foo-foo tulle skirt thingy. Didn't happen, obviously. So I was just the tallest masculine-looking ballerina out there. As a nutcracker toy soldier, though, that worked. So realizing that, okay, cool, I'm not a feminine ballerina. I don't want to do these pageants. I'd rather play baseball with the boys, which I did, until I turned 13 and I couldn't go across the street to play with the big boys because I couldn't check that box. Had to play softball, which I refused to do like forever. Was still really good at, Sarah, you know about it, but still not what I wanted to do. Dreamed about playing baseball as a pro. It's probably for the best, it didn't work out. So moving up that ladder, 10, I realized that I really liked my neighbor, who was my best friend at the time. Danielle was her name, and tried to imitate what I thought sex was with this beautiful neighbor of mine. Very sexualized state of North Carolina. I guess we were just, like, really bored. I don't know. I'm trying to stick it to the man, you know. did not know what I was doing, obviously. Kept trying, though, for years at these softball tournaments that I was forced to go to. I loved going because I get to stay at hotels and make friends with all the other teams. That was my favorite part. I did not fit in. The one that everyone talked about, the one that my softball coach in high school wouldn't let play because I was friends with the other team, because I was queer. Not a good confidence booster. Anywho, finally came out as lesbian in college at UNC Greensboro, still in North Carolina. I was getting it all out. I'm sorry, Caitlin. okay, cool, I'm lesbian, let's do this, let's go clubbing every night, I'm cool, I'm good. My parents, we never talked about it, they just knew. Bringing people home, they just knew. I was no longer bi. Nope, that ship had sailed because I had tried, it didn't work. So straight on lesbian. Moving on, I came to Baltimore. I worked at the Boy Scout camp for my internship for Parks and Rec. Totally fitting. talk about meeting people where they are. I literally talk about that all the time, and I love that this person from Chase Brexton brought it up, and then you, because it is totally important and what we need to be doing, obviously. We all know that. So working with the Boy Scouts, I was able to, like, infiltrate from the inside in Harford County, and made a lot of friends, and, like, the Scoutmasters, we were all so cool. Nobody had an issue. They just knew. It was cool. So I'm so glad that it has become inclusive now. I fucking love that. Boy Scouts happened. I tried to actually have sex with a dude the first time, like a cis dude. It was hilarious. I was so drunk. He was so drunk. He called 2 weeks later and was worried. I said, "Nah, dude, don't worry about it. It's all good over here." So that was my first and only time with a cis dude. I tried to do it. In Baltimore, I actually got to come hang out at clubs and meet people who were queer. I had learned the word. This was 2010. I got to hang out with the Charm City Boys. I know a few of you have been to the shows. I actually got to be part of the troupe for a few years, and that is when I learned that it is okay and accepted to dress as another gender, to dress as something you want to do and be in front of other people, and act as crazy and as serious and stud-like as you want. But it's okay because people will watch you do it and they will tip you. So that was my first vision into knowing that I could be trans. Seeing all my friends go through it years later, they started testosterone, they got top surgery, you know, they're pumping iron because it's what I know a lot of folks on T to do. I'll get there one day. I see them, and I'm very envious, and I think, no, I can't be envious. Like, I'm happy for them, but what's wrong with me? I can't do that. That's not me. But then out of my deep depression, I realize, no, that is me. And with people that are amazingly supportive, like my lady, and my other friends who are here, and everyone else in this fucking community, it is okay. And although my parents do not know yet, officially, I talk to them on the phone. They think I have a cold. It's fine. No, they know. We just haven't talked about it. Again, I'm queer. They didn't talk about that. I'm hoping that Stephanie can talk to my parents for me later. consensual high fives and hugs to everyone in here. I appreciate you being here and accepting me and everyone else for who we are.